Public Radio East is a media sponsor for the first ever North Carolina Coastal Federation Oyster Celebration this weekend in downtown Swansboro. The event includes an old-fashioned oyster roast, live music, and educational activities that show the importance of protecting coastal habitats. This week, I spoke with coastal scientist Dr. Lexia Weaver about the event and the organization's mission to preserve aquatic ecosystems in eastern North Carolina.
We have sold about 40 tickets, but we also expect a lot of people to come out from the community to come and listen to the band and the storytelling and come to our educational seafood and oyster booth. So we hope to have about 100 people or more at the event in downtown Swansboro.
So tell me about some of the events going on. I'm looking at the calendar. There's a wine tasting, seafood pairing, and a progressive seafood tasting. Tell me about that.
Yes, so we are going to kick off the celebration with a wine tasting and seafood pairing at the White Oak River Bistro, and folks should call the bistro and make their reservations, and that's going to be a kickoff to our event, so that'll start off the celebration. And then on Saturday, we will be having a progressive dining experience where folks will go from a few of the downtown restaurants and go from one restaurant to another and taste some delicious seafood items, from oysters to swordfish to seafood pizza, and also an oyster stout and an oyster wine. So they'll have a lot of a variety of food and drink to go around in downtown Swansboro.
On Saturday afternoon, I understand there's going to be several events happening at the pavilion there in downtown Swansboro.
We have some educational booths sponsored by the North Carolina Coastal Federation. We also have the Swansboro Historic Association and Hammocks Beach State Park, which will have some educational booths about seafood and the local fishing history of Swansboro. We will also be having Stories from the Past with Rodney Kemp at the Pug Pavilion. And we will also be having live music with Honey and Jack at the Pug Pavilion.
Sing me a rainbow, drop me a line, come by and see me.
Lexia, as far as the events going on, they range from entertainment to history to scientific instruction. Now, what are the long-range goals of the North Carolina Coastal Federation?
So the long-range goals of the Federation are a healthy coast. We want clean water. We want healthy waters for swimming, for fishing, for recreation. So that is our main goal. And we do a lot of environmental education about the coast. We do a lot of advocacy on behalf of the environment. And we also do a lot of coastal restoration, where we try and restore those areas that have been degraded through time, such as we do things like salt marsh grass plantings, oyster restoration. We do a lot of large-scale wetland restoration as well. So our goal is to just increase and improve water quality along our coast and protect it.
So holding fundraising events like the Oyster Celebration, that's what goes to support your organization's work, right?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. So folks that will be coming out and purchasing tickets will support the North Carolina Coastal Federation and our efforts to keep our waters clean and our coast healthy.
Lexia Weaver is the coastal scientist with the North Carolina Coastal Federation. Lexia, thanks for speaking with me and good luck.
Thank you.
The Oyster Celebration takes place this weekend. Many of the events are ticketed, with proceeds benefiting the North Carolina Coastal Federation. You can find more information at publicradioeast.org. Just click on the events calendar. You can also go to nccoast.org.